This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man. All right, let's go to Wrigley Field. Rick Haro is radio gold. He also goes on the I Am Scott Farrell app with his TV show. What is the show called again, Mr. Haro?
Power of Sports.
Power of Sports. We're putting episodes of that on the I Am Scott Farrell app, even though his intern and his assistants are 4 weeks behind in sending me shows.
Wow. Well, but no, hey, the show's monthly. So, you know.
That's 4 months then.
Well, it can't be because it's only been on for 2 months.
So, okay, so send me the two.
All right, I'll send you the two.
I'm under a tremendous amount. People are clamoring for it, and I'm under a tremendous strain here for my content on Frelevision Network.
Yeah, apparently we've got some issues regarding you in the Holland Tunnel. Is that correct? Well, you know, who told you to live in New York?
Well, what happened was, just briefly, last night we left, and if we would have gotten there a minute earlier, we would have made it. But what they did was the cops shut down the exit of the tunnel. So you can only imagine how bad the traffic got back into the city, all the way, literally, canal, all the way at the World Trade. It was all backed up, and they shut it down for an hour so they could put up cones. And then literally, I kid you not, you should have seen it. I videotaped it. Mafia is my witness. When we drove by, every single car either gave them the finger or yelled obscenities at them for, like, taking an hour to put up cones while we all sat in our cars till 4 a.m.
By the way, those cones for cops all over the country, they're not doing anything to work. They just do that because they like to put the cones up.
Yeah, I think actually they're sitting on their fat asses in their cars smoking bowls. But wait a minute, are we live?
Wow.
Anyway, let's move on to the sports business.
Yeah, right.
How is the...
You better not speed for the next, like, 40 hours.
That's yeah, I got a cop badge anyway. So let's talk about the game four tonight that you're witnessing. The Cubs are up 3-1. Dodgers have a runner at first and a seventh, one out. They really haven't done much tonight. Looks like there's potential for a game five with Kershaw there at Wrigley tomorrow.
Yeah, and if they get by that, then, you know, you don't know. And that's what the Cubs are thinking. But the bottom line of all of this is that 3-0, kind of tough, big Cub fan, air out of the balloon yesterday. But, you know, you just never know. And Wrigley is kind of excited today. And Baez, as we know, hit two home runs tonight.
So are you surprised that they're down 3-0 to this Dodger team, that the Dodgers have found their way again like they did all season long until the last month?
Yeah, the Dodgers are playing really well, starting pitching really good. Everybody said the Cubs are tight. It's just the Dodger pitching has been better than the Cubs hitting. And so, you know what it reminds me of? Remember 2 years ago, the Cubs in the NLCS, when the Mets pitchers looked this good. And, you know, the Mets went on to lose to Kansas City. But it looks a little like that. But at least it looks like they're not going to get swept.
Rick Haro at Wrigley Field tonight. Let's start the 15 to watch. I got to say this before we leave the Cubs game. Are you surprised that after that they got back to the NLCS that they've been this lame of a, honestly, of a champ to be like kind of chumps here in this series? They're getting their asses handed to them, except for tonight. I mean, they really have been, I thought, terrible in this series. I think Madden's managed poorly, and I think they've been just dead. I mean, they look dead.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was his management in game five, you know, Lester's three innings and Quintana. And I guess you got to do what you got to do. But that series took a lot out of the Cubs. No excuses, but I think that's part of what happened.
Let's start the 15. Let me ask you this. What point is it, are the NBA players, are they going to end up trying to be copycats of the NFL players and roll with these anthem protests?
I don't think it's going to be that big a deal because there is a more stated policy in the NBA, but, you know, each individual player has a lot more at stake in the NBA. You know, Steph Curry even said that everybody's got to take his own individual actions. You might not have a belief in the president, and you got to be able to say what you got to say. And he is the face of Under Armour. He's the face of Infinity. And there are a lot of NBA players exactly like that. You know, we got 24 of the NBA players in our top 100 marketable list. So I think it's a lot more, what is my corporation interested in having me do? It's not like that in the NFL.
I actually, this is just me, I find his commercials boring. All of them. The water commercials, his Infinity commercials, I think are lame. The NFL will, they're going to issue a ruling soon about players standing for the anthem. I thought Goodell was going to side with the players and let them do whatever they want.
Well, the ruling is the policy, which is you shall stand. It would be good, not you must stand. And so the meeting this morning, and I talked to a few owners who were there, they had 11 owners first, meeting with 13 players, and the 11 owners went to their own owners meeting. And I think it's really going to be good for the NFL. I really do, because what's going to happen now is that players, owners, management together is going to get together and figure out how to really use the players for social activism, not just talk, but some real action. And so, you know, bail reform, education in the inner cities, all that stuff that the players really can put their mind to, the league is going to enable them to help with, and that's good. And if Trump did anything on this, it's putting everybody together.
Are you surprised that all these NBA teams are avoiding staying at his hotels? Is that, like,
no,
really?
No, of course not. There were 12 of them last year, and it's the big teams. You know, a lot of them, the Knicks, the Raptors, the Rockets, the Kings, the Wizards, they all stayed at Trump Internationals last year, not this year.
Wow. So tell me about the IMG deal with Learfield in college football.
Yeah, it's a big deal. $2.5 billion, they think. And, you know, Learfield's 130 colleges and universities, IMG nearly 90. So consumer rights protections and products for over 200 schools. The companies combined reach about 70% of all the D1 teams. So radio, marketing, sponsorship, television, that's going to be really powerful. So watch out if they get too powerful.
I got a buddy that works there. He's pretty a big shot at Learfield. Let me ask you, combine these two, the loss to Trinidad, then Arena quits because he was going to get fired anyway, and now Fox, they're going to take a massive hit with the World Cup next summer when they have the rights and no Americans playing in it. What does that mean?
Well, it means bad luck for Fox. They don't get a rebate, $400 and $500 million rights. They may be out upwards of $20 million, maybe more, because of this. And I was talking to a few of the guys who work at soccer, and, you know, they're shocked. They can't believe it's happening. And you combine that with the World Cup being over in Russia, it's going to be hard for people even to get excited about it, let alone watch it.
Are you surprised? Like, the thing about Jones wanting to be the bad guy with the anthem and everything, I think the bigger story is he just got the draft in his stadium.
Yeah, he just got the draft in his stadium, and that's what the owners' meeting did, and I think that's a really good thing to move it around. We know that. It's in Philly. It was in Chicago. Now it's in Dallas. So it keeps moving all over the country, and it's all tied into Jerry Jones being one of those activist owners and sticking up for a lot of the stuff that he believes in. And now he gets the draft, and its economic impact for him and the city.
So Gregorius is making a bunch of money now, getting a ton of new sponsors for the Yankees?
Delta, Banana Republic, Stance, Planters, Wix. He's got a lot of deals, well beyond $500,000. They're leveraging the geographic advantage. He plays in New York, obviously. He's charismatic. He speaks four languages, which is four more than you speak.
That's true. What is the?
Sorry, I couldn't. Sorry about that.
What is the? I'm actually watching a great show in Italian on Netflix.
How does it turn out?
Sabura, Blood of Rome. Great show. If you haven't watched it, you have to read it subtitles. But I'm really working on my Italian, and there's a lot of women on that show that I want to sleep with. I just want to say that.
I was going to say that's really good. If we're going to go to Havana, that Italian's going to really come in handy.
Yeah, I'm working on my Cuban as well and Spanish.
That's
so
Spanish.
The playoff games have been longer than ever, Rick.
Yeah, they have been. But, hey, I'm not sure that's a bad thing in and of itself. You know, that 9-8 game was a lousily played game, but it was okay. And so it pace of play, it's not going to be the stupid clock that nobody follows. You're going to have to figure out small little things that are going to add up to things. But, hey, how about those – remember those two-and-a-half-hour games? You know, now the game was 3 hours and 18 minutes the first game today, and it felt like it went by quickly. I can't believe it.
I think they like it because they're running commercials for 4 hours. Fertitta, the new owner of the Rockets, loved that win against the Warriors last night, and he wants to be a contender and win championships. Then again, who doesn't?
Well, who doesn't? But the guy spent $2 billion to buy a franchise that he lost out to Les Alexander buying for $85 million 25 years ago. So the guy's got a lot of money. Remember, what he also wants to do is he wants to bring the NHL to Houston. So Houston is lucky to have that guy as well as Jim Crane as well as Bob McNair. They got three really good owners in that
city. So Vegas is getting a WNBA team?
Well, they're talking about it. Probably the Stars from San Antonio. It's amazing. They had nothing. Now with the T-Mobile Arena, they can play in the Garden. They can play in Thomas and Mack. They can play in Orleans Arena. They can play in T-Mobile. You know it. There are a lot of buildings in that town. And if the WNBA comes, it's yet another example of entertainment.
How quick will they have a Super Bowl there with that new stadium once it opens?
2 years after.
Do you think that they should have Super Bowls only in great warm weather and sunny, tanning, fun places to golf and such instead of all these crappy Super Bowls they have in snow and cold?
Well, the snow and cold is a payback for getting the stadiums done, which is the direct reason why Minnesota got its and Indianapolis got its. But places that are kind of halfway through, you know, is Dallas the fun and tan? Well, they had 6 inches of snow and a lot of ice that time they had it there, so you don't know. Obviously, L.A. gets one on a regular basis, Vegas, Miami, New Orleans, and maybe Phoenix. So you got all of these Sun Belt, Houston. So it's going to be part of the rotation, but sooner. But every once in a while, you got to reward those cities that get the stadiums done.
No, you don't. The Tech Top 5, what is football doing to help the public concerns over CTE? What are they doing?
Well, they're trying to do a lot of different things that include padding for the helmets. They're trying to test out a number of different kind of protective things. Riddell is making custom helmets that best fit players. They had 5 or 6 different versions, and you know, I've been on the board of Pop Warner, and they're testing them all. And it doesn't guarantee anything, but at least it's a step in the right direction.
What is Next VR doing with the NBA League Pass for viewing games?
Well, they're making it easier, but they're also tying in video with holograms and other deals where the graphics become part of the experience. So you can watch a VR game, and it's not just kind of the off-the-beaten-track kind of thing, but you get the whole game with graphics and statistics and everything else. It's kind of cool. And Clippers are buying into that, too, as well as they're doing some other stuff for the fans also. But VR is here to stay.
So the power of Sports 5, what are they doing? Iconic female athletes are sharing secrets of survival on hashtag Day of the Girl. What's that about?
There is a Diana Nyad and some of the other kind of women leaders in sports are setting up goals to get $1 billion, $1 million of money for 2018, $300,000 for commitments for each school system. Just another example of trying to raise money and use women's sports to do it.
And the Giants got an award for working with youth in what? In the Bay Area, doing what?
Robert Ward Johnson, using sports to improve the culture and health in their communities, physical activity, the families. Giants honored in the category of pro sports teams. The 13-year history of this award, they've given a lot of money for violence prevention, education, health. 400 cities, 25,000 children. It's not just baseball programs that are in San Francisco, but all over the country.
Rick Haro expanding his horizons now. The 15 to watch, the 5 sports deck, the power of Sports 5. He's blowing up in a big way. He's at Wrigley Field tonight on the bench. Rick, thank you. Have a great weekend. I'll see you next week.
See you next week, man.
There is Rick Haro tonight on the north side of Chicago on the bench.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.